Friedrich, the owner of Fat Freddy's, said he would get the radio parts. But all I really wanted to do was sit on the beach and look at the ocean. Is it like this all the time?
Well, they get some pretty good hurricanes down here. In 2001, the town got flattened by Hurricane Iris. And Turtle Inn, you know what's now Coppola's place? Got wiped away. They had to rebuild the whole thing.
Doesn't that make the locals a little bit nervous?
Jack, you were in New York City in 2001.
Yeah, I see your point.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, well, tell me this. How high are we? About 2 feet above sea level?
Oh, it's way more than that.
Like what?
About 10 feet.
So this whole peninsula of Placentia is 10 feet above the ocean?
That's if you're standing on a hill.
And if you're not, and a 10-foot wave comes along?
Shimmy up a palm tree.
I see. Well, thanks. Well, things are sure lively at Fat Freddy's tonight.
They are most nights in the high season.
I assume this is the high season. At least some of the people here think it is.
That's the truth.
You know, this reminds me of a song about gringos in Belize.
Just another gringo in Belize?
Yeah, I was trying to recall the lyric.
Hey, voice, what do you have?
What's good tonight?
Coconut cilantro shrimp with coconut rice.
Is it served in a coconut?
If you want it.
I'll take that. And a bellican.
Yeah, I'll have the same.
Got it.
Linz, did you ever hear that song, Just Another Gringo in Belize?
I know the chorus.
Is it something like, he's a planner, he's a dreamer.
He's a sordid little schemer.
Seems to think that money grows on trees.
He's a whiner, he's a loser.
He's a pothead, he's a boozer.
He's just another gringo in Belize.
Hey, what is it that you're singing?
Just another gringo in Belize.
Yeah, it's a song about the expatriates living down here.
Were you making fun of our gringos?
No. In fact, I wish I were one.
Yeah, but it isn't easy living as an expat.
It isn't easy just living.
And that's the truth.
Jack, the items you ordered will be arriving tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's fast for Central America.
A friend is flying in tomorrow.
Oh, goody, I get to build a radio.
Hey, muchacha. Sounds like the gringos are getting restless.
Okay, I'm coming.
Jack, Mojo, I will see you tomorrow.
I wonder how he ended up here.
Well, Friedrich is an interesting guy. He's lived all over the world. Thailand, Bali, Chile, Buenos Aires, Rio de Janeiro.
He lived in Rio?
Yeah, with his brother.
Were they close?
You're Bellican's boys?
Oh, well, thanks, Linz.
I'll be back with your shrimps.
Apparently, Friedrich had a falling out with Klaus.
I think it was over some fraulein.
Oh, yeah. Those Fräuleins.
He left Brazil, and he wound up here.
I wonder why Klaus sent him that crystal.
Maybe some kind of German joke.
You don't think it'll explode, do you?
Okay, guys, here you go. The specialty of the night. Coconut cilantro shrimp, coconut rice, and your salads.
It's very nice.
It tastes heavenly.
Hey, over here!
It's not like this every night.
He asked me out. I keep telling him no, so he's being an ass.
He looks like an expat.
Oh, yeah. Ponytail and all.
Hey.
Will you be above ground tomorrow?
Sure hope so.
We'll be up with the howlers.
Hey, how about some service?
I've got my own howlers to deal with. See you in the treehouse.
This is so good.
Yeah, things are really fresh down here.
So, finally.
Yeah. Especially the expats.
The next day, we were up in our favorite treehouse, having our morning cappuccino. While the howlers were sounding out their territories, Mojo was giving me some colorful advice on Belize.
You know, it wasn't until 1981 that Belize got its total independence. Before that, it was called British Honduras.
That's why they speak two languages, Spanish and English?
There's a third one, Creole.
Oh, if that's what I heard at Fat Freddy's, sure sounds strange.
Hey, boys, back to solving all the questions about the universe?
There's one that has me stumped. Why does the universe go through all the bother of existing at all?
Have you been reading Stephen Hawking?
Well, let me put it this way. Why is there something rather than nothing?
Well, you could blame God.
True, but then why should we accept a mystery as an explanation for a mystery?
You got me there.
Why isn't there just nothing?
Alice knows.
Who's Alice?
I see nobody on the road, said Alice.
I only wish I had such eyes, said the king, to be able to see nobody, and at that distance, too.
All right, I'll accept that.
So, no other questions?
Well, Jack was asking about Belizean Creole.
It sounds like they just make it up as they go along.
Jack, Creole is a real language.
They say about 70% of Belizeans speak it.
Do you know any Creole?
Well, Lindsay knows some.
Well, give me some words or phrases and I'll translate them for you.
Okay, well, say, what is your name?
Where you name?
How about, what's up?
Where they go on?
How are you?
The how you do?
Fine, thank you.
All right.
What time is it?
What time you got?
How about, I've had a wonderful time.
Ah, me got one good time.
It doesn't matter?
It no matter.
Is that so?
For true?
Mojo, shouldn't you be the one speaking Creole?
Yeah, come on, Mojo, you know some Creole.
How much peekney you got, Jack?
What?
That translates as, how many children do you have, Jack?
She a papa like a snapper.
I give up.
He said, she's good looking.
She a proper like a snapper?
Look, Pande.
Look at those idiots.
Linz can recite the Belize national anthem.
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
Not really.
Give him the chorus.
Okay. First in English. Arise, ye sons of the Baymans clan. Put on your armors. Clear the land. Drive back the tyrants. Let despots flee. Land of the free by the Carib Sea.
Who were the Baymen?
Pirates.
Arr.
No, really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, when there was foul weather, the Belizean coast was a place for pirates to hole up.
Aye, 'tis a good place for drinking and roustin' about.
Arr. And by the mid-1600s, it became a settlement.
And a pirate lair.
When the pirating slacked off, the British buccaneers used their ships to carry logwood back to England. The early settlers were nicknamed the Baymen.
The Baymen.
Now would you like to hear the Belize national anthem in Creole?
Just the chorus.
Okay. Get up. Alwe con fan di Bayman clan. Put on uno ama. Defendisya lan. Drive back the enemy. Uno enemy hafa go fanya. Fan milan adi free by the Caribbean Sea.
Well, that was very stirring.
They translated the New Testament in Creole.
Yeah, would you like to hear that?
No, thanks. Just why don't we save that for another day?
Sunday?
Fine. Just tell me where you'll be, and I'll make sure that I'm not there.
I could do this all day.
Please, don't.
Oh.
So you are building a crystal radio?
I think so.
What do you expect to hear?
A radio station?
Maybe a magical radio?
Friedrich, sit down, okay? I want to talk to you about Klaus. I considered your brother a good friend. He didn't believe in magic.
No, Klaus was a scholar. He was a skeptic.
Yeah, but when we were in the Amazon, he saw things he couldn't explain. It changed him. Even though he was still the scholar and the skeptic, he had opened up in a way I hadn't seen before. He was still looking for answers, but now there was an appreciation for the mystery.
Is that why he sent me a stone? So I too could appreciate the mystery?
Who knows? As I said, he changed. He no longer needed to know the name of every plant, every tree, every flower.
Every orchid?
Yeah. He sure had a thing about orchids.
Klaus believed orchids should be named after women.
Oh, I remember some strange ones we encountered in Brazil. I mean, women and orchids.
Did you know the national flower of Belize is the black orchid?
The black orchid?
Yeah, it's not really black, it's purple. But at night, it is very black. And so fragrant.
Ah. Did you know orchids speak to each other?
What do they speak in? Orchidese?
And I'll bet it sounds like Creole. No. They send out chemical signals to each other.
Ah, there you are. Lindsay told me you all back here.
I have the parts for your crystal radio.
Ah, Lynn said she could put it together in her sleep.
What do you think you will hear?
Well, probably her snoring.
No, man. She meant she could put it together in a matter of minutes.
You know, I wonder why she's down here.
I don't think she'll ever tell you.
Yeah, well, we're all running away from something, usually ourselves.
Now, ain't that the truth?
We now have a Cat's Whisker crystal radio.
Does it work?
Of course it works. I built it.
Let's see it.
One moment, please.
Pretty neat.
Have you tried it?
Not yet.
Here it is.
That's a radio?
What did you expect?
You mean this little coil and crystal can actually pick up radio stations?
Well, yeah.
Where did you get the crystal?
I found one.
How many stations can you get?
Three.
Three?
That's a lot.
Where are they from?
I think they're all in Belize City. Here, put on the headset.
Okay. Figures.
What figures?
Since it's a crystal, I figured it'd be playing rock.
Oh, man.
Yuck.
Any other rock stations?
All right. Try this one.
And this is powered by a crystal.
No, man. The radio waves. That's what's powering it.
What kind of crystal is this?
Iron pyrite.
Fool's gold.
Oh, well, it certainly sounds like it.
I'm going to call Friedrich. Ask him to bring his crystal.
You know, Linz, I have to admit, this is pretty neat.
Well, I thought so, too.
Why are you down here in Belize?
Escaping.
And you don't mean the winter up north, do you?
Well, that and other things.
You don't want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Now you really have me intrigued.
Don't be.
All right. Are there a lot of expats down here?
Not a lot, but enough.
Oh, sometimes I wish I could just up and leave New York and spend the rest of my life just swinging back and forth in a hammock.
Jack, he'd be bored.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you hear that ocean? It's so soothing. I could listen to that for the rest of my life.
It's not always this lulling.
Did I just hear thunder?
Friedrich's driving over. He's bringing his crystal.
Do you really expect to hear something different?
No, but in this cottage, I don't have cable, I don't have radio, I don't even have a TV here. So this could be a cheap form of entertainment.
Uh-oh. Sounds like we're going to get some rain. The wind is whipping up, too.
Is it dangerous listening to a crystal set during an electrical storm?
I guess you'll find out.
The storm was moving in. The wind was getting more intense. Friedrich finally arrived. Mojo opened the door, and the wind blew him right in.
Oh, the storm is strong out there.
It's not a hurricane, I hope.
No, just the voice of nature.
Do you have the crystal?
Yes, of course.
Thanks. Linz, try this one.
Ooh, I've never seen a blue crystal. I mean, not this color.
It's really a kind of a Tiffany blue.
Yeah, I like the name.
Is that your radio?
It's a cat's meow crystal radio.
Oh, thanks, but it's a cat's whisker crystal receiver.
But I see you have already a crystal.
Yeah, we were just doing a beta test.
It'll only take a minute.
I think maybe crystals are a bit overrated.
You don't believe they have magical powers?
Maybe, but just a little.
That don't mean they don't.
I know, but I still don't really believe it.
But, Jack, your beliefs create your reality.
Yeah, and my beliefs sometimes are stinkers to get rid of.
You just have to let them go.
You don't have to let go. You have to not hold on.
Isn't it the same?
Nope. Let go is let go. Not hold on is what it is.
Okay, guys, crystal switch has been accomplished. Who goes first?
I think it should be Friedrich.
What will I hear?
Maybe some reggae.
Probably rock.
Here, Friedrich, take the headset. I'll move the cat whisker and tell me if you hear anything.
Okay. I hear static.
No radio?
No. Just static.
Is the storm interfering?
It should be picking up something.
Maybe best you listen. Here.
Okay, I'll try.
Does this really work?
Well, we were picking up music with the other crystal.
Yeah, also a lot of commercials.
Lens, are you hearing anything?
No. Here, you want to listen?
Sure.
Sounds like it's getting pretty lively out there.
Does it affect the reception?
I don't know.
Man, there's just too much noise going on outside.
I have to get home before my house is swept out to sea.
Ooh, can you give me a lift?
Of course. Mojo?
Yeah, I'm not walking around out there.
Jack, I'm leaving the radio with you.
Okay, yeah. When it quiets down, if I still have a roof, I'll try it.
Are you ready?
Ooh-wee! It's raining cats, dogs, and frogs out there.
Come on, let's go. Before we all are blown away!
See what you can do with Tiffany Blue.
Just tickle her with a cat whisker.
I'll see you tomorrow.
If there is one. Phew. Now what? No TV, no CD, no radio. Oh, well, I do have a radio. Just doesn't receive anything. But I have magazines, books. The lights just went. Power is out. There were matches here. Somewhere. Oh, okay. Oh, there's the candle. Yeah, that's better. Where's that crystal radio? Maybe I'll be able to put myself to sleep by listening to some soothing alternative rock. Let's see. Just stroke the cat whisker across Tiffany Blue. Yeah, static. More static. Well, was that at a station? It's not Creole. Maybe it's ancient Mayan.
You.
What?
You.
What the heck? Oh, come on, Cat Whisker. Where were you? Oh, no. Nope. I guess that's it for tonight's entertainment. Yeah, maybe I'll turn in early. Well, good night. Sweet dreams, Tiffany Blue.